Next up is Karen Pulver. Karen has a group called the Grateful Goddesses. And this is a very interesting way of approaching your inner self. Karen is a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a teacher, and a friend, and a cancer survivor. She has her own fears and challenges, and she's put together a really dynamic group of people who discuss how to take care of yourself. And I'm going to let Karen tell us in her own words how this gets accomplished. Hey, Karen, how
Thanks
are you?
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm honored.
Hey, I would love for you to tell our audience who you are and what you do, and then define what a grateful goddess is, please.
I have so many roles that define who I am. My name is Karen Pulver. I'm a dual citizen from Canada. I'm a mom of three young adults now. I'm a teacher. I've taught K-8, and I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm the founder of Grateful Goddesses.
Okay. I now want to hear, how did you arrive at the name Grateful Goddess?
Well, I'm 54, and about 13, 14 years ago, I dropped my three young teenage kids off at school. And I had been teaching off and on while I was raising them, but I was very grateful for the life that I have and how I was raised in Canada. And after I dropped my kids off, I had this feeling that I think a lot of women get, where it's like, what else? What else can I be doing? And I decided just to go for a walk. And I said to the universe, just show me what it is I need to be doing. And I walked for a few hours and I stumbled upon this very bright pink awning of a store. And I thought, okay, this is attracting me. I'm going to go see what's happening here. And sure enough, there was a sign in the window that said cardio striptease. So I thought, okay, seriously, universe, is this, you want me to be a stripper? And I thought, you know what? I had this spark inside my heart that was like, try it. Why not? So I signed up. I went the following night. I was, again, in my early 40s. There were a bunch of 20-year-old girls dancing around. Mm-hmm. We did not strip. We had we were given a glass of champagne and a boa, and we just had fun. Oh. We learned a bunch of moves. Anyway, I'm getting to why Grateful Goddesses, and this is just a story, because I got home that night and I told my husband, I know exactly what it is that's missing. And he said, what? And, you know, I told him about the strip class, and he was like, okay, you're going to be a stripper. That sounds great. I said, no, it's not about that. It's about stepping out of my box and trying something new and exciting that brings me happiness. And I felt that was something that was missing, that I needed to do more in my life. Now, I had always made groups. Like, I moved, as I said, I came from Canada and I didn't know anyone here. So I arrived 30 years ago, no family, no friends here.
Right.
So I'd always enjoyed gathering groups of people together. And so I did have that in my back pocket. And what I did after the dance class was I invited some friends over and I told them about this class and how fabulous it was, how great it made me feel. And I said, what would you do if there was nothing stopping you? Nothing about money, nothing about time. You didn't have to go home and watch your kids, let your dog out, whatever. What would you do? And we went around and everyone said different things, very grandiose type things like climbing mountains, flying to space, all these things. Right. And I said, okay, let's take it down a notch or two.
Sure.
What do you want to learn? And as we went around, you know, meditation, self-defense, all these really great things that we could try. One of the girls said she had never tried sushi. And we all started laughing, you know, who's not tried sushi? And why is that scary? You know? Right. And I looked over at her and she actually had tears in her eyes. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's actually serious. She's afraid to try sushi. So again, that night I turned to my husband and I said, I know now what I'm going to be doing. He's like, oh my God, what now? And I said, I don't know how, but I want to have this group. I want to form this group where we're learning new things. and I'm a teacher and I know I have the skills to do this, and I'm a student as well. I want to go on this journey as well, and that's what I'm going to do. So the next morning, I was taking a shower and I was feeling so grateful, and I'm washing my hair and I just was like, I feel like a goddess, and every woman, everybody should feel this way in this warm water. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. Grateful goddesses. Mm-hmm. Then I contacted the dance studio because I became friends with the owner, mm-hmm. and I told her about my idea. And she said, you'd need to use my studio as your venue. So that was my first night. I serendipitously stumbled upon a real estate agent friend who studied meditation. He was the first goddess guest. Mm-hmm. And I invited my 10 girlfriends and I told them to invite their friends. So 40 women, Bob, showed up that night.
Wow.
Which I was not expecting. We were all cramped in the exact same studio that I danced, you know, a few mm-hmm. weeks before. So the energy was really great. And we studied meditation. We learned about it. And I served sushi. And we gathered around the one gal who was scared. And it was like a big moment. You know, she's going to taste this sushi. She's going right. to love it. She's yeah. going to have it all the time. Well, she spit it out and she said, this is crap. But I also realized that night that that's what the journey is. It's trying things. It's experiencing it. She was so grateful that she did it. And everyone after that night gave me ideas of what my curriculum would be. So Grateful Goddesses became, here in Chicago, an in-person gathering once a month mm-hmm. in the Chicagoland area with various guests. And it lasted about 2.5 years.
Well, I must put my 2 cents in here, because I know that a lot of our audience is just visualizing your husband sitting at the kitchen table with his head in his hands, shaking his head, saying, strippers, sushi, stripper. But you know what? I get what you're saying. And this, you know, aside from a woman's point of view, this is just a healthy mindset. And now you just don't accept only women in your group, right?
Well, right. So it started out, you know, 13 years ago, just women. Mm-hmm. And what's happened though, was I pivoted this year. I was going to restart again. You know, when I had done Grateful Goddesses, I would have kept going, but I had a real major roadblock that stopped me. Mm-hmm. And I'll share that if you'd like. But
yeah, please.
So from that roadblock, when I restarted it again, a year and a half ago, right before COVID, doing a podcast, YouTube, and blog, and men started joining on. And I realized, do I need to change the name? God, mm-hmm. goddesses? I'm like, no, we're all goddesses and we all have these qualities inside of us. So the roadblock, well, cancer was my roadblock.
Yeah.
And it hit me kind of hard because I was really in a very good place in my life. You know, mm-hmm. I was feeling very fulfilled. I had friends and I was doing my gatherings. I was teaching mm-hmm. part-time, my kids. And out of nowhere, I got this diagnosis. I had a tumor on my back that was removed, thinking it was just something cosmetic. And when yeah. the biopsy came back, she said, you have to see an oncologist and you either have to get half your back removed or start radiation therapy. And, so I went the radiation therapy route.
Right.
And I had a lot of, it was hard. It was very hard. I halted a lot of things in my life because I really didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But what I realized when I went through my treatment and I took some time off, I realized that from my gatherings, I had the tools in that toolbox to get through the treatment and get through that time. And that added on to my mission of right. what I wanted to do to help others. Because, for example, even learning meditation, which I'd never done before until the gatherings, when I was sitting and I had to be very still because they were radiating my back, mm-hmm. you know, the nurse would say, if you move, we have to start again. And it was very stressful. So yeah. I had to breathe and close my eyes and get in that zone. You know, I had to change my eating. I was eating, you know, crappy food. And I took yeah. a lot of that out. most importantly, the stress. Even though I didn't think I had stress, I did. And my stress was allowing people into my life that were draining.
Right.
You know, I like to have lots of people and I like to include them in my life, but I was taking on their emotions. So I learned to set boundaries, and all of those tools that I learned helped me. And I knew now that whatever the goddess gatherings do for people, I hope that they'll also add that kind of proactive, if you have to go through a challenge, that you'll have all those tools as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being with us. And can you tell our audience where they can find you and any other information you'd like to share?
Yes. So thank you so much, Bob. I love sharing what I'm doing. And I not only have a YouTube and podcast and blog that is gratefulgoddesses.com. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, from Pulver Network. You can register free at Pulver, P-U-L-V-E-R.com to join in on GGTV. GGTV is an extension of the Goddess Podcast. So what I like is the actionable steps, how you can actually learn about people mm-hmm. and the things that they're going through and all the qualities, amazing qualities they have. But then you can have an opportunity to take action. So the GGTV, in effect, is a Zoom gathering mm-hmm. where you can come with your camera on or off, and you can listen to a mini interview that I've already had with the guest previous that you can mm-hmm. listen to the full interview for beforehand or after. And you get to ask questions directly to the guest, which it would be like now people asking you, hey, wait a second, I have a question. Right. And then we always do an activity that's a little taste test, like biting that sushi and seeing if you like it. Mm-hmm. And so that's Wednesday nights. And you can also reach me, Karen at Grateful Goddesses, and my phone number, 773-315-1266. If you'd like to be a guest goddess yourself and share your story and your passion, or you would like to be a featured goddess, the featured goddesses are the other individuals that are on the recorded shows with me that kind of act like as if we're in person and they're mm-hmm. the audience, and we ask questions from different perspectives. So
gotcha.
Reach out to me all those ways.
Karen, I think it's great what you're putting out there, and we would like to have you back in the future.
I would love to be back. I would love to share my mission some more, and I would love to gather more people, because I do believe, as the Glinda, the good witch from Dorothy, she Wizard of Oz, she tells Dorothy that you had the power in you all along. Sure. And I feel like we are all on that journey of the yellow brick road, and we think the wizard has the answer, but really we do. And tapping into that inner goddess is what we all just need to do. So thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks.